You are listening to the Dead Air Podcast, hosted by Tim and Nine. Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive.
Come here, bitch! I want to rock your body.
Who cares what you call it?
Freaking go away, you freak.
I never get sick of that.
Yes, folks. Well, we just debuted our spiffy new intro for our Dead Air podcast, courtesy of Radio Daddy.
Thank you, Brian, I believe his name was. Did we get his last name?
I think we might have missed it. Anyways, that intro is courtesy of RadioDaddy.com. Go there. It's a free service.
Get your intros, whatever you need. You know, contribute if you can. If you have a nice, spiffy, booming radio voice, then... There you go.
Like the ones that we lack. Yeah. Well, we sort of skipped out on yesterday's show, so that's two Mondays in a row. But you know what?
Mondays is a shitty day anyways, so, you know.
We're incredibly tired during Mondays. All right, well, we decided to go back a little bit to a news story-based show for you tonight. And we happened to find a very interesting one today. Wouldn't you say so, Tim?
Yeah, it just... Oh, God, it just proves that people are morons.
All right, well...
I think every single person in this story is a moron.
Yeah, too bad there aren't any names so you could send your mail to them, you know. But, you know, just deal with it, folks. All right, to make this story short and sweet, producers of this one Broadway show called Jerry Springer the Opera...
Okay, no, first off, why would you want... Jerry Springer the Opera. Why would you want to watch it? Why would you want to make it?
I don't think there is any good reason for that other than just to do it. I mean, some guy had to be drunk to come up with this idea.
Yeah, or really stupid. But no, wait. It gets better.
Okay, basically... This show features Jerry mediating confessions between Satan, God, Jesus, and Mary, along with other famous biblical characters. And you know what? This comes up with a nice little extra, a little audience in the background chanting, Jerry, Jerry, repeatedly.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
Oh, I mean, come on. That was completely out of the blue.
Apparently this is pissing people off. Surprise...
Surprise. Well, a bunch of religious groups are really pissed off about this. When the BBC, in case you didn't realize that's the British Broadcasting Corporation. I believe that's what it's called.
It's something
like that. It's a freaking British channel, okay? Well, they aired a little portion of it, and they got 50,000 complaints and physical threats directed to the station staff and their families. Now, isn't that the most unchristian thing to do?
Is whatever happened to turn the other cheek rather than, I'm going to shove a crumpet up your butthole.
I'm going to ram your face into my car bonnet.
Yeah, you know. I love when you know, Christians don't follow their own, you know, ideology. I find it funny.
You know, the whole... No, wait, isn't Jesus the one guy who said, the golden rule... Treat others the way you want to be treated. So obviously they're not following this because they want to be treated like they want to get their families killed, you know?
Well, they want everyone to believe what they believe, and if you don't believe what they believe, oh, well, then you're a heathen and a sinner and you're going to go to hell. And your beliefs and, you know, my dad can kick your dad's ass, you know, shit like that.
Basically just juvenile stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, we're trying to keep it within the 5-6.
Oh, I did want to mention. I did want to mention.
Looks like we're going over again.
I don't care. NeoZen.
Yes, sir.
He had a website, didn't he?
Theplot.tk.
Yeah, it's theplot.tk. I wanted to mention that last week, and I forgot about it.
Yes, NeoZen sent us a little letter. So if you want to check out his website, www.theplot.tk. Check it out. He's a pretty intelligent guy.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
But we did a skit for our show this week.
Which we're going to play at the end of the podcast.
But were we ending the podcast then?
Yeah, let's just give them the usual spiel about how to contact us. Yeah. We're looking forward to your emails, folks. We like getting emails.
Even hate mail. Hate mail is even better. I love hate mail.
Yes, hate mail is your chance to express what you hate about us. So, let's do this thing. To reach us on our email, it's deadaircrew@gmail.com.
To reach us by voicemail, which we will play your voicemails on the show if you send them, it's 1-206-3-FUCKER. That's 1-206-3-F-U-C-K-E-R.
And if you're bored, feel free to check out our website at www.deadaircrew.com. Dead Air Crew is our website.
Well, I guess that's it. I guess I'm Tim.
I'm Nine.
And this is the Dead Air Podcast crew
saying fuck you. Enjoy the skit. This skit's called The Retarded Walmart Ninja.
Welcome to Walmart. How can I help you?
Yeah, where's the hardware?
That'd be Aunt Devin.
What?
Aunt Devin.
Yeah.
Devin.
I'll just go find it. Stop talking. I'll go find it on my own.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know that guy over there stealing Massengill, right?
Massengill? Sir, there's some poor woman out there who really needs that more than you.
I got the shit fits. I need this.
Oh, I have to go into this phone booth. Da-da-da-da!
What the hell are you?
I'm the Walmart Ninja!
It's the retarded ninja, I've heard of him.
Now drop the Massengill!
Are those padded nunchucks?
Reap the whirlwind!
Ow. Hey, stop! Cut it out! Hey, that hurts!
That, Batman!
Fine, you can keep the douche.
My drooly hero.
And remember, I'm not handicapped, I'm handicapable.